There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So right now, Emma, It's time for the music scoop and you're taking us back to 1965.
It is. That's where I start because I came across a story that I quite liked. The Who had their van stolen containing over £5,000 worth of equipment outside Battersea Dogs Home. The band were all inside at the time getting our guard dog.
No, no, that can't even be a real story.
It is, unfortunately, but they later recovered the van. But whether the gear was inside it, I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
In 1968, Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones was banned in Chicago and some other cities as local officials feared it would incite riots. In 1969, an awesome film starring Jack Nicholson, Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper opened at the Classic in London, England. The movie's soundtrack is an absolute classic. It was, of course, the movie was Easy Rider and this was one of the major tracks from it.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
That is, of course, Steppenwolf and Born to Be Wild, one of my favourite tracks. It's so great. In 1976, the Bee Gees went to number one on the US singles chart with a band with a song that would be the group's third US number one and a number five hit elsewhere. It was also this song that launched the trio into disco stardom, and it's the first chart topper in which Barry Gibb used his now trademark falsetto voice in it. And the next year, it was used in the Saturday Night Fever scene where John Travolta clears the dance floor. Because, of course, you should be dancing. I need to go and watch the film now. 1981, Beyoncé Knowles is born in Houston, Texas. She finds fame as the lead singer of the 90s girl group Destiny's Child before going on to have a hugely successful solo career. In 1982, the Steve Miller Band started a two-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Abracadabra, the group's third US number one. The song is said to have been inspired by Diana Ross, who Miller had met whilst performing together on Hullabaloo. In the 60s. In 1996, Oasis created outrage at the MTV Awards held in New York's Radio City Hall. Basically, during the band's performance of Champagne Supernova, Liam Gallagher basically got on stage and he did some really rather not nice things and the crowd were not impressed. Let's put it that way. In 2007, the Bob Dylan biographical movie I'm Not There, Superstitions on a Film Concerning Dylan premieres at the Venice Film Festival in Italy. Here's one of Bob Dylan's songs, Just Because.
Going to Acapulco.
Cheeriest of Dylan songs, I'll grant you.
No.
In 2007, the Police played the first UK date on their reunion tour and they played two nights at the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham. In 2015, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards told the New York Daily News that rap music was for tone-deaf people. He went on to say all they need is a drum beat and someone yelling over it and they're happy. There's an enormous market for people who can't tell one note for another.
How rude.
Wow.
How rude.
But for my final song today, I'm going to go back to 1982. Survivor were at number one in the singles charts with the theme from the film Rocky III. And it was their only chart topper. And the group won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance for the song. It is, of course, Eye of the Tiger.
We'll be right back.
And that is definitely a workout song on my iPod. Go to the gym. That is, of course, Survivor and Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III.
Emma wants to go to Philadelphia, everyone, and run up the stairs. Just FYI.
Yes, I do. Yes.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.